This morning, shall we turn to the first book of Corinthians, chapter 5. 1 Corinthians, chapter 5. And we'll read verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lamb, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. And this morning I want us to think about Christ our Passover, and what it means that is our Passover, and he's a Passover to every Christian. And okay, the person yesterday said, "Christ our ye a trim a grandma." That's our Passover lamb. This way, a trim ujamba. Now, I don't ever see a dream who anope. Now, if I find Corinthians 4 money, the Edikaino, a tea, a new teacher, and so on. And Apostle Paul, in this verse, was using a symbol to, a symbol or the effect of living, or as we call yeast. Or baking soda on bread to urge the Corinthian Christians to put away every offending brethren among them. So he used, this as a symbol. So the reason was that so that they may be pure and free from every perversion or sinful attitude or persons. The can say Apostle Paul, sir, verse you know now. Or far be it, if it's a yeast, the idea brodo, the only brodo, and then I say no more. I'm not too near the number for a penny east. And now, Bible say 11 or Hano. No, on Shabbos, my east, you know, and my dear say, and my prayer, a bim. And now, or there, no extra say, and no to say, one day, and I say, I know me and Corinthians, a Christopher, Jedi for no, Omuni, Nipibia, or yet the point of our womb, and so much of whom and funeral. No, the yet, in fact, a moment who raised my east. I say, Biani Erika, and I miss my bonus, so I say, Christopher, and I see I say, from him. So the art of purging the old living is an inference from the custom of the Jews of old. Paul was drawing from the Jews, one of their feasts. And during the celebration of the Passover, what they do is that the Jews were required to search thoroughly in all their surroundings before the night of the Passover with candles. So that every piece of food that was living, that every piece of food or bread that has been made with living should be taken out of their houses before the Passover lamb was killed in the evening, before they celebrate the Passover. So everything that, wherever it is, they have to find, set everywhere in their houses and bring it out and throw it away before the Passover lamb was killed. And the lamb, a lamb which is without deformities or blemishes, and also a lamb that was not more than a year. And afterwards, they were to eat the lamb, the meat of the lamb with unleavened bread, and that bread which has no fermentation. So you see, all the picture was that anything that has fermentation, rottenness in it, has to be thrown out from the house. And even the bread they would eat that day with the meat was to be with bread that has no fermentation. The ancient said, upon support, sir, for new, okay, or if he Israel fought it, no more, I fashion you or more, your friend, or Jim, a fashion, some really the doer. I understand the numerator, a member of a giant by be or more eddy. Now, some really the doer, or say, oh, my day, can you show who feel home? Because, sir, I fashion my own memory. Or say, answer you remember, but no more fuck can you show baby, brodoa. East and answer for you, a janitor for you, also if you could do. Answer the new Reno, Omoku, Sir Jambaya, Omadibesa, Jumadu. That German is also a Jamba, can be any home, if you be any home. Then, sir, or yet, Germans are with the Abu Afibaku. And Omoku Abuan is also with the Jania, Brodom, and it's a Brodra, for you, or say Brodra. Yakun Sayan East behind the anchor. So now the sense of the Apostle Paul's exhortation is that Christians also have a Passover lamb like the Jews of old. That's what he's trying to picture to us, that Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. That the Christians like the Jews of old also has a Passover lamb. And that lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ. So like the Jews of old, when their Passover lamb was slain, They were required to put away all leaven from their dwelling. So Christians also, as Christ, our Passover Lamb, is slain already for us, we must put away all sin from our lives and in the church, so that we may be pure and free from any sinful conduct. Now, these are the explanations, but my purpose this morning is not to go this way. Our purpose this morning is to reflect on Christ as the Passover Lamb. Yes, Christ, so basically we are considering the second part of the verse. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. So that we reflect on Christ as a Passover Lamb for all who desire safety from the judgment to come on this world, and when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to judge this world, because it was safety that the Lord God told the Israelites to kill the Passover Lamb. So that he told Israel to kill a Passover Lamb so that they will be safe when they use the blood to paint their doorposts, so that when the angel of death comes, they will be safe. So it was for their safety. So we also in this time, if Christ, our Passover Lamb, is sacrificed for us, then it's a good news for every sinner, because the day of judgment is going to come, and what will shield us from that day of judgment? The Israelites had their Passover Lamb, so that the day of death did not affect their houses. You and I, our Passover Lamb is not the goat or a sheep. It's Christ Jesus our Lord. So that's what I want us to think through this morning and reflect upon it. If we are safe in Christ, if we have also have our shelter in Him, so that the day of judgment, when the day of judgment comes, we will not be affected. So then, we know that this judgment will usher sinners to everlasting doom, to take them, separate them from God forever, from happiness, from life. They may have life, but it will be a life of pain and misery. And it's something that we ought to think much about. Now, you can start at 10 boy, no. And there, baby, as you are. A bed part, the boy, you're forcing a meaning. Never mind how near about 2 months, so that then, yeah, any area. Now, I'm not saying, 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 so we shall draw parallel from the means of Israel's safety during God's judgment of death upon the land of Egypt and that of Christ along the lines we go on, so that we will see how their faith on what God commanded was sufficient to save them. Because if what God had said, they did not believe and do and did what God told them, yes, an Israelite indeed, but yes, you have died. The firstborn of an Israelite will have died then. So the Passover Lamb, as we see, is a type of Christ, which symbolizes His once for all atoning sacrifice for our sin. The can say Passover, Ejumo obedi se wo obedi nwe di no ya kwatin etengwo ne ba awe den won so wo nko. So it symbolizes once for all atoning sacrifice for of Christ for our sins, so that the Savior shall show all who believe in him at the day of wrath, at the day when God reveals his righteous judgment on this world. But let's think further to have further details on it. Even before the Passover happened, let's have some details about the course of this Passover day. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. So the question is, what is the Passover itself? It came about when the children of Israel have been in Egypt for 430 years. Remember, if you can remember, when Joseph's brother sold him to Egypt, along the line, the land where they were living, there was famine. Where Jacob and Joseph's brethren were living, there was a famine, and they had to come to Egypt to buy food. Where they came to discover that Joseph was a prime minister in Egypt, and later they had to come and live in Egypt so that they would be saved from the famine that was then. And when they came to stay there, they lived there for 430 years. So that means those who came died, and the other generation also came, and that was 430 years. And we are told that the pharaohs who were at that time around 430 years didn't know what Joseph, they forgot what Joseph had done to their God. Joseph saved the land of Egypt during the famine when he told Pharaoh his dream, how he ought to save food for the famine, and then and also Pharaoh gave him to be prime minister of Egypt for so many, and the Israelites had a good time in Egypt. But after all these years, many pharaohs have come, and they forgot about what the Jews have done for them and what Joseph had done. So this Pharaoh began to subject the Israelites to slavery. So serious. He made them to serve with rigor, as the Bible says, with many hardships and maltreatment, that their life was so much troubled. So the Israelites cried to the Lord to be delivered from such slavery. And the Lord, because Pharaoh then was unwilling to let them to leave them, even to let them leave his land. It's like he has put them into slavery. So God, by the hand of Moses, miraculously brought many plagues on the Egyptians. In all the plagues, it was the death of the firstborn of the Egyptians that led them to grant freedom to the Israelites. The can say, Egypt for 430 years. Now, how much of 430 years we have? Nothing of one, Abbas Amre, and every feed Joseph, the Israel for Ayama, Egypt for Emra Bukemuko. If you say Joseph, Yamukon Amusuma, Egypt for Munya, which means Etnas, Emrana, Koma Begasinia, Momukra, Hobbit told me, I know Moho. Emma, Joseph, a prime minister, a penny or Egypt. Tamrena is a bono, a mobile Egypt for me, but Pharaoh no Baba or Bas Amri, the Rufi, and Egypt for the Rufi, Jumana, Egypt, Israel for I. In the Omuma, Israel for Kwasum, a Jumade, Israel for a Sufre Rade, and so Ombrano may you move his eye how many. Now, Pharaoh, because of if you say no Munya, Vasofi, and Kwan, and Kwasumna, Israel for any trumpet Israel for the echo. Kofi mbran ya kukon suma Moses se ombran ome di omu enfi Egypt for sa. Ni ya kukon so ya omwadi bebre wo Moses in sa ode asuki bebre ba yu Egypt for so. Na di asuki ba wako ema Egypt for eka se Israel for unko ye. Emra oye se omu obiya na bakany be u osa e osa anajono. Eno ene si ya abakany uwiye na Israel for se o ende mufiye ma emuna edenye. Monko. But what secured Israelites from the plague was the blood of the lamb which God told them to kill in the night of their Passover. The war Israel for San Agena Kum Abakana war Egypt, you know, somewhere for Israel for so Mungu Jamal, no funny Mujano, Emfa and Empathy of Abubuano. So the blood of the lamb was used to paint the side posts of their doors. So that when the angel of death passed through Egypt that night, all the houses with the blood painted door were saved from that death. So that say Emranoa or Wolf or Bofon or Kumfono and Epa Israel for no Kumkuma Abakan. If you have the Moja, I yet a Fonano, a swollen name, Nafano, who are no Kimwako. And there are no energy Israel for feel wona abakan for wona and for the bread is for the battery on us. But you say, why that? Why God brought death to these people? Because Pharaoh and all the Egyptians have rebelled against God. They have been stubborn. They have done, God brought them many things. We'll look at some of the things he brought upon them. They were never willing to repent. They were disobedient to all the warnings of God. God has sent one plague after another. He turned water into blood. He made frogs invade the whole land. Lice, flies and locusts, they all came in different times. Pestilence on their livestock, infliction of boils on their bodies, raining hail from heaven, and also even sending thick darkness upon the land. So the Bible said that you can feel the darkness. You can't even see anywhere. And in all this, the Egyptians, sometimes they will give in, oh, we'll let them go, but then when it is gone, then they come back, no, we'll not let them go. Till the time that God said, no, I will let their firstborn die. This was that which made them to let them go. The Ekanese, who point the Asukumi Brigid for someone might drive. Said the Indian woman person drive for Kono, Omusu Dani Moja, Oma Apotroba, Ekunimu, Ekunia, and Oma G, and so Bomu, and Oma Tumuan so by Ebashia, Sasu Nyama, Oma Yaria Kwan so Kamu, and Wa, Omo Enye, and Oma and Pompo, and your Zansuma, a friend, a Jack of Fish Rubai, no more Sumusua, a year. Sumpa Bata, Niniano, and Bomukusu. A good baby almost so, it might have walk, okay, we won't go. Now, in Yafio Copena, almost no, almost my life won't go. So, in Yafo, so Pimbra, who for this, I should share walk, I should try to buy a backhand for the sons, and no pet, nor they buy the Israel forecast today, and you forecast in the Israel point day, in feet of uncle. So, we must learn that although God punishes and yet he's always patient with sinners. He was so much patient with the Egyptians. One plague after the other, then he would take it off. One plague after that, he would take it off. Before greater punishment, the Lord in mercy will always begin with lesser ones. And if sinners are unrepentant, then the final blow will follow. Nyakupon, you say, on no ni mobro musopa. Now, answer our bed, the Asukeke, the Taliban, or the Ntiayaka, Kankaraka, and Kopimbra, and Panua, and Banusun, or else were they, and then. Now a man na Timbo can see a man if I know him Christ will not be back. So the Egyptians suffered the death of their firstborn, then they yielded. And Mura Mua Bakan Wu Yen, Pharaoh Bana Bakan Wu Yen, and Obia Wu Yen, and that's afraid they also went there where they move him. So they, when the death came, they realized, no, we have to give him. So God didn't bring the death immediately. If they had repented earlier, God would have what? Not gone to that far, but then they made him to go. Remember, there's a common saying that every day for the thief, one day for the master. They say, Debia, our woman will be for Nadako, and run anything. So that's how God deals with us. God allows us for us to have our freedom. People can even, blaspheme his name and do all that they can. But when God comes, he comes with power. He will break all the unrepentant people down, and that they will have no place to hide. The other guy says, Coupon, or you will bring for a pan. They also said, the two me pastor or the Ashokia bar. Obian to me in Nano. Now, Omoa and yet, Omobes on where Sutil on Massacrano, and who wants to answer to me about Omo to me in Nakra. So, as it was with the Egyptians who were punished for their sin, so it is with us now. God in mercy, in our life, we have sicknesses, we have losses, we have all forms of adversities. All this things has reminded us that what? There's a judgment to come. When people do bad, they are punished in this world. When in our own life, we have illnesses and losses, it tells us that there will be a day where there will be a final judgment, which anytime you fall into any of these categories, it should move us to seek after God so that we have our souls in safety. These afflictions of life affect mostly our bodies, illnesses and losses, and but our worldly possessions. But then, while it affects us, it should let us think about our soul, that there will be a day we shall be judged. They kind of said, Messi my young one Egypt for a corner, Sasa or Mask, Sansuna, or Tree of Mansu on board, Sansuna, Yansu, and who wants to care over my input Abrabo Mukrano, and how I treat Yari, no my to me, a shrink, any a man who be brave, because I mean, he said, a debut of bars as a team war. Impose here was as he so. Obia bonye atwina so. Ye de ko gina court ne ebu na ten na ye na kotu. Na atwia de bonye omo a me ye se omo ato mra so. Eno o se e chain se atengu akakese nga se o. If you say we are him ko e husa, I mean the twini pa so wone ho. So God's wrath, his hot displeasure is against every sin we commit. That's what every one of us must do because we are all sinners. Yeah, go poor book show. And it's now a putia, one bia, yeah, you move here, you want here, you have poor book show or so. Ah, a ten. Because in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 19, we read that for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. The wrath of God is against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. God is holy. God cannot look upon sin. So every sin, whether lies, killing, stealing, whatever, there's no, level of sin before God. Every sin, God's anger is against it. And that he has to punish it. Indeed, God is angry with the sinner every day. Let a sinner sleep or awake. Let a sinner eat or drink. Let a sinner show kindness. Let a sinner show mercy. Let a sinner attend church or disco. Let a sinner be happy or sorrowful. God is angry with the sinner. Yes, so you have to show the boyeni. You might be boyeni under and now sorry. Only the another one moves you. On shore be under I am here grandpa movie and I'm going to show you. Uncle sorry and answer uncle disco. Nenji and answer the realm. You have to God. Sometimes we think ourselves that when we are happy, then God is happy with us. No. Maybe we are against it. God is only happy when we are not sinners, when we are looking up to Him, when we are living as He wants us to live. So anytime there's any sin in our lives, God is not happy. That's what we have to know. God is angry with sin every day. That's what the Bible teaches us. So the justice of God is against the sinner in everything that he does. Yakupon ne pepreye ene na nimesumu ugu atenu e dinipe biyechi se boni ene mibia yakupon abukushi biyechi. Yet though his justice is pursuing every sinner, yet God is never happy at the destruction of the sinner. Isn't it so interesting? Though God punishes and he will punish every sinner, yet he's never happy when he punishes sinners because he's all merciful. In Ezekiel 33 verse 11, God told Ezekiel, Prophet Ezekiel to tell the Israelites. He said that, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I have no pleasure in the death of the sinner. But that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? At this time, Israel was rebelling, God was sending prophet after prophet. So God told Ezekiel, go and tell them. Also, corner of actually Israel for catch a prophet Ezekiel, go catch Israel for said the Amitias, you know, meaning a Nijavia who said, or the boy for boom. Name who saw the boy for best I can, I've been right down the whole thing, one of them. And then in Juma, I mean, here that we will go Israel for meeting. Then because in Yakupon, San Ote, or Tripony Biaso, and so Yakupon in this or punishing or Trin Nipaso. Nti wọ́n dẹ̀ yẹn nyẹ àgbẹ̀nsákà yẹn fi òun fi ẹ̀bọ́n nyẹ ẹ̀yẹ ọ̀hún ní yẹn dá ẹ̀hún bra ní nkyẹn. God desires every sinner to repent and seek for his forgiveness. Sẹ́ ọ̀sẹ̀ yẹn sákà àgbẹ̀ ẹ̀nà ọ̀bẹ̀sẹ̀ ẹ̀hẹ̀hẹ̀ ní bọ́ ní fàkyẹ́ à ẹ̀wọ́ ọ̀nù ànínú. Ọ̀kasẹ̀ ẹ̀dùn ní sákà àgbẹ̀ ẹ̀yẹ sọ̀n Ujaya or so ba nyakupo de obo ni chew. So God does not just tell us to repent, but we have to come for his forgiveness. For every sin is against him. God's forgiveness is in Christ Jesus, our Passover lamb sacrificed for us. Nyakupo ni mo bro hunu ani Kristo ye jamba no a otwem jai no a ye kunu amaye. The mercy of God for us in Christ Jesus, his blood alone can keep a sinner out of God's judgment. ni moja pen na ohwegu o Calvary na nofa na betumi eyi bone ani afiri nyakopon atembuo mu. In verses only 1 thing we read that even Jesus could deliver us from the wrath to come for believers. And for everyone who is not a believer in Christ, Jesus is the one that can deliver from the wrath to come. Yes, Christo, you know, you're going to be a good one, So my question to you this morning, are you saved from God's wrath? Sir, where is your hope of safety? Any find that who read that said, where is your hope of safety? Where have you placed your trust? If you be saved, then you might be in Christ. You must be in Christ. Like the time of Noah's flood, those who were saved were those who were in the ark. Emra na Noah, Brennan Yibai, Omwa Omunya. All those who were around the ark, who had been at the door of the ark, were killed by the flood. So you and I, until we are in Christ Jesus, the wrath of God will come and catch us, and we will be punished, and I will be taken to Tabernacle. You must rest your hope of safety in Christ's death for your sin. You have to look unto Jesus Christ when he died on the cross, when he said that it's finished. That is where your hope must be. That when I look upon him, then I should be saved from my sin. Then there will be no judgment for me. They say, oh, him that we used to say that, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Which all sinners must have their hope in him. Why? Because in 2 Corinthians 5:21, we are told that for he hath God hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It's no mercy that we might be made righteous in Christ, so that we don't depend on anything that we have done. The Israelites at the day of the Passover in Egypt, in the night, let somebody say, oh, for me, I'll not kill the dead, but I'll go out. The wrath of our fight swept that Israelite away. The same way you and I, our hope of safety is in Christ Jesus, our Passover Lamb, who has been sacrificed for us. Now move on. Let us consider how Christ qualified to be our Passover Lamb. There's a similarity and also the similarity with the physical Lamb. And let us look at how it is. Firstly, prior to the Passover, the lamb was selected and set apart for 4 days before it was slain. In Exodus 12, verse 6, they were told on the 10th day to pick up the lamb and wait for 4 days before they slaughtered the lamb in the night. It was planned and a choice was made before the day of the sacrifice. It wasn't like they should wait and they sacrifice. They look out, chase after animals and no, it has to be set apart. God is God of order and God is God who plans everything. So Christ, also our Passover Lamb, the Lamb of God, in 1 Peter 1, we are told, verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in this last time for you. Christ coming to this world to die was not out of, it's like people sometimes think that when man Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, God tried to put in a recovery plan. No, God knew everything from the day they fell to the time Christ will come. Before he made the world, this tells us, was foreordained. Say the Christ was evil. Christ was my dream of the world. My even as an able reality, as a reality forever. Name of Yadani, you are a mere Nimrem Edemai. That's so Christ was meant to come and die. So people who, struggle with predestination and foreordination, I don't know how they can explain this, but it's reality what God has done. God ordained Christ before he sent him. So, as the Lamb was selected 4 days before, Christ also foreordained before the foundation of the world. That is, he qualified to be a Passover Lamb. Secondly, the Passover Lamb was without fault, so Christ also was free from all sin, both original and actual. Christ was not conceived as you and I were conceived. He was made anew, like when Adam was made anew in the Garden of Eden. There was no sin in his creation when he came to take our human nature. Neither was sin in his own life. Christo saw by reality, you know. Yeah, one also being in the name of one, for you can see Ofaye su ba do anfae Yesu ze me fi Adam wo bae no. Ye bo won fofo se ma na ye ko Adam e wo Garden of Eden na na boni bi ene ne ho no. And Christ was pure. No na bra bo bo wiase na boni bi ene na bra bo. In Hebrews 7:26 we are told that Christ, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Christ o konkonia boni kan ho ah o e kama kan bi ene ne ho ah oni aboni ho ni ate omu. But then though the animal was without fault and Christ was without fault, yet the point of contrast was that Christ, our Passover lamb, was not just without fault, but his blood was so precious. His blood was precious. His blood is far superior and glorious than the blood of animals. Yes, Christ was so nemo Yesu Kristo mo ja na sum bo sin igan ene emwa de na no omo e Yesu no. Again, the lamb was unconscious of its approaching death. E jam ba no oni se odo kunu ona se achi me na bo ni okunu. But Jesus knew from the end how his suffering was going to be. He knew how he was going to die. He felt, he was conscious of his pain, yet he went on without fear until he could say, "It is finished." No, again, by no, Israel, no, we come to John Baptist. No, again, by no, so you have born here. You come here, the Moja. Christ said, "On himself, how are no become? On him, best man, at his side also become." So, while far, it's Ruby and Jimmy and said so. Or Koya, the Don Moka said, "Yeah, we." And he was conscious of his own death, and also because he was the Emmanuel, the incarnate God, the God with us. The Lamb was just a lamb which. But Christ was the incarnate God. He was the God, the second person of the Trinity, who was and who is to come. He said, "I am the Alpha and Omega, Jesus Christ the same today and forever." He was, and he came, and he will come back again. Because he's the Emmanuel, he's the incarnate God. Yes, Christ, no. Or ye, or no, when you go for one, you will understand before Bassa, so. Or no, what are that? No, what are that? No, what are that? No, what are that? No, he's God, he was God himself. So his blood saves and lifts us up to heaven, while the lamb sacrificed by the Israelites only saved them from Egypt to Canaan. Israel for the Egypt, a jump for Canaan, a hopper. But me know the Christ won over, a dear fierce that he so, and the first one. That's the glorious part of it. The lamb, the physical lamb, just saved from Egypt to Canaan. It was physical, it was temporal, but Christ sacrificed for us is for eternal purposes. And those of us who trust in him, our blessings are far superior than that of the physical Israelites after them. So that is why it is very even strange that people want to go and claim the physical blessings for the Israelites. But there was temporal. They're like, now the people who preach and say, "Oh, wherever you step your feet, then your blessing is," and like Paul go to the Joshua and others. No, theirs was physical, ours is of spiritual, which is everlasting. The land that Joshua claimed, where is it? Where are the Israelites now? And people think that the gospel and the salvation of Christ is about physical possessions. It's false. It's against what the Bible teaches us. We are saved from sin and being prepared for eternal kingdom. Christ told Pilate that my kingdom is not of this world. This is to catch a Pilate. So why should a Christian think that the world should be better for Christians? No, Christ said that in this world we shall have temptation. You have tribulation, by me you have peace. And we are told that Jesus catch yourself for as he stood there, how never told me that we move there, we are someday. What the Apostle Paul said, to go and live with Christ is better than to live in this world. And that should be the heart of every Christian. So we are Christian now, and you know, there's a woman for Christian, or a maybe a more. Then also show Christian here, because as I stood there, and you mark. So there's no temp. Yes, God keeps and provides for us and how we live here, but we are not to look upon our blessings here. Our blessings are to come. It's to come when Christ comes to come and take his people. So that Christ's blood is precious and it far exceeds that of the physical lamb which was killed at the time. So thirdly, the lamb was killed in a manner that its blood might freely flow. So Christ shed his blood abundantly. The lamb was slaughtered in a way that they will have the blood, because if they don't kill it in a way the blood will flow, how can they get the blood to paint the doorpost? Christ also shed his blood abundantly. By the thorns they put on it, the thorns pierced his skin, and the blood came out. The scourge, the beatings drew blood from his skin. The nails on his hands and feet draw blood from his body. And the spear that they used to pierce him. All this, his blood flowed abundantly. In Zechariah, I told that there's a fountain. There's a fountain in Israel where, I mean, those who want cleansing should throw themselves into. So there's a hymn that we used to say. That there's a, I mean, I think it's in our hymn book. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and when sinners plunge themselves between the afterlife, lose all their guilty sins. They say, Christo, Abu Anoa, Gamba Noa, Israel, Bukuno, or some Kuno, a quaint song, Munya Mujano, or Mujakeka, a Dana, some as Christo, so Nimuja Shuguye, a turn of Mission and Cassiace, a war on my Muja by a banner, the born also no Muja in Hupie, and that one that was born in 1970, Muja in Hupie, and a Piana, the war on the Mel San Juan, Muja in Hupie. Mujani pie a chess with him, Muja Guamayo. And because they will be a chess, you were Pupubia, Muja, a bush, bebre. Ah, your chief, Emmanuel, the East Christian name, Nancy. Now, Bonnie, you have a tune of one tumor, the Bonnie will be a Yifin. So there is power in the blood of Christ, and that is through only the blood of Christ that we are saved. He poured it abundantly. He gave himself for sinners, for you and I. So if we think of what Christ has done, and we see ourselves as sinners, and we still keep on in our sin, never giving ourselves to the Savior, then we should be mindful that the day of judgment will come, we will have no one to answer for us. So fortunately, the blood of the Lamb was sprinkled on the doorpost, the very entrance to the house. You see, before you enter a house, you enter the door. So it was very advantageous. So the blood of Christ must be applied to the conscience and the heart of sinners. Where is the door? To the soul. It's through the heart and the mind. What we think. How will temptation come? What we desire. And what we think about. So the blood will be applied to that part. Especially God applies to that. But that's where sin, if people hate God, they hate him from their desires and their heart and their mind. But Bible says the enmity, the carnal mind is enmity against God. So one nipper the boy yang infinite born you are the fact was Christ. Now gain equity and coupon. That is where there's the enmity. So the blood must be applied to be purged from every sin and to be sanctified for God. In Hebrews 9:14 we are told, comparing the kind of sanctification or cleansing the physical animal blood gave to the Israelites. And the writer was comparing that to that of Jesus. He said that, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Whatever a person who has not been forgiven of his sin does to God is dead works. Do all the good you can do to anybody. Try to stop all your sin. So long as you have not gone to God for him to forgive your sin, you have not committed your life to Christ and that he should rule over your life before God, whatever good a person that is dead with. That's what the Bible says. But when our conscience are purged, when our hearts are cleansed by the blood of Christ, then God accepts us. So that is where Christianity begins. Emmanuel can say, Christo Muja, Abuani Muja, no, sir, yede ye, Abu Bonano. Yes, say, Ukofia, Ura, Ura, Abu Bumans, Rupi, welcome. Samson, a young so, and if I'm a bonnet, a fa. No one to you, but I have a bonnet to me. A yard green, any a peggy and a chair bonnet. A wheel, which is one also just goes to Mojano. Yet they can't let it to her. Answer it to me, I'm asking you. Yes, I enjoy my beer, I pay all, Saturday, beer more. Never used to the Mojano for your honor. Bible said, enjoy my woo, and so you mean. Whatever is not that, God is never pleased with it. Let him kill himself for the world. God is never pleased with it. Until there's a cleansing in the heart and in the mind where he loves God. Where he desires after God, where he's willing to live for God. So fifthly, the blood secured every family where it was sprinkled. The destroying angel was forbidden to hurt them. However, the blood was sprinkled, the family was saved. From the youngest to the senior most in the house. They were saved from the death. to the merit of Jesus Christ's sacrifice shelter everyone who repent and believe in him from the damnation of eternal hell. So you say me ma aboa no a eku no no aso fa so ne say obibiara wo efia e ni mo ja aya no no Israel kun ba ne say yen say no owo abofo ni twa ba obetwe mu akọ san so me Jesus Christ ejumo di o Calvary na so fa so aye nya no ekovayen efi ekovayen se nya din sacrifice e boni mu ni eji no di a eji efi o say ene da owo eja mu. In Romans 5, 9, we are told, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath to him. So the Bible consistently tells us that when we are saved by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath to come. We shall be saved from the judgment to come. And the Bible repeats this thing throughout the whole Bible. But yet, people are careless. Bible calls to church and be said, say, I'm just going to move that here, that I think we're the Bible kind of all So coming to my conclusion, let's think about this. What would have been become an Israelite who did not care about the warning? Will he have survived? And if that he's so neglected to make use of this means appointed by God for safety. The only safety for the Israelites was to have the blood and paint it on your post. It's trusting. If you don't trust that God is faithful and true, you wouldn't have done that. So if you also trust God is faithful and true, Christ is there. If you have any sin, if you have never trusted on the Lord Jesus Christ, come to him. So that the Israelites who have been disobedient in not doing what the Lord said that day, who have lost his firstborn, like the Israelites did. But all the Israelites who did it, I'm sure even those Egyptians who might have heard it and have done the same, I'm sure God might have passed over them, because it was a command that whoever paints his door with that, he will be saved from the blood, he will be saved from the dead. So there's a warning in Hebrews 2 verse. It tells us that, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How can we escape the judgment of God? In Revelation, we are told that when the day comes, mighty men will say, rocks fall on us. They will want to hide themselves from the face of you who sit on the throne. Bible chair Revelation said, but how can nature save you from the Creator? There's no safety except you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what the Bible teaches us. How shall we escape? And I saw Jay say, your pusa and quite just some character here. If you continue the verse, tell that the Lord Himself came to publish it. What was the first word of Christ? Repent, ye therefore, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, ye therefore. Munyaji Satan, who brought him the Nuabe. And he who brought it came to die for us on the cross and offered his blood for us. So you and I, our only hope is what Christ has done. And if we want, many people think that, oh, Christ has died, but my good works also, and what I will do will add up. No, when it comes to salvation, it should be all of Christ, or not, or you can never be saved. So may the Lord help us to reflect on these things, how Christ is our Passover lamb. For our verse is that, for even Christ, our Passover lamb, is sacrificed for us. So he has been sacrificed. We only have to come to him and trust in what he has done. And may the Lord help each one of us to come and trust in his all-saving and almighty blood that saves us from sin. Shall we?